A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "None of those who cry out, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of God, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Anyone who hears my words and puts them into practice is like the wise man who has built his house on rock. When the rainy season sets in, the torrents come and the winds blow and they buffet his house, and it does not collapse. It has been set solidly upon rock. Anyone who hears my words but does not put them into practice is like the foolish man who built his house on sandy ground. The rains fell, the torrents came, the wind blew and lashed against his house, collapsed under all this, and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. All three readings today refer to entry. In the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we read, "He humbles those in high places." "Open up the gates and let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith." In the psalm response, Psalm 118, we read, "I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. The gate is the Lord's, and the just will enter it." And then in the gospel we just heard, Jesus says to his disciples, "None of those who cry out, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of God, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." Another theme associated with the theme of entry that appears also in each of these readings is the theme of justice. It is the nation that is just that will be let in. It is the just who will enter the gate. In fact, it is called the gate of justice. Now, the reading from Matthew doesn't mention justice, but it does say that only those who do the will of the Father enter in to God's kingdom. And, of course, in biblical terms, doing the will of the Father is equivalent to justice. Now, today we remember St. Francis Xavier, and it seems to me that his work in going to many foreign lands also bears the mark of entry and of justice. He was one of the early companions of St. Ignatius of Loyola, and when St. Ignatius wanted to extend Christianity beyond the then Christian world, he sent some of his early followers, including Francis Xavier, to go to the East. Francis went first to India. There was a Portuguese colony there, and then from there to what we today call Malaysia, Japan, and finally died on a little island trying to get into China. Francis frequently traveled with ecclesiastical title. He was often named as a papal legate to carry this or that message to rulers of the Eastern world. But it was not in his dealings with the dignitaries that Francis achieved his success. Francis recognized, as many did not in those days, remember this was only the early part of the 16th century, as many did not, he recognized that the native peoples who were not Christian did have souls, that they too were worthy of hearing the message of salvation. And so he undertook to talk with, try to learn the languages of, try to communicate with the native people, the little ones, the poor ones. A favorite picture of Francis is walking down the lanes, ringing a school bell to call the children for instruction, Christian truth. It reminds me of the last words in the first reading today that I began to quote earlier on, that God humbles those in high places and brings the lofty city down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it to that august. It is trampled underfoot by the needy and by the footsteps of the poor. God does use, around the theme of creating entry to Christian faith, I find an example of today's parable. For indeed, Francis built not in the sand of human respect or diplomatic dignity, but on the solid rock of Christian faith and Christian respect for the poor and the needy.